Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers. You have 1 minute to look at the task below.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Jordan. Funny bumping into you two again. Looking for some peace and quiet, I see.
Hi, Jack. Yep, we just wanted to go over our notes before today's exam. Won't be long, though. Jordan's dying for a coffee. Obviously, we can't get one in here.
Have you seen this? The article about a new survey on genetically modified food.
The 2-page one in yesterday's paper? Yes, I was reading it earlier and... to be honest, I didn't get much out of it. For one thing, it all seems pretty obvious to me. You don't really need a survey to tell you that, do you?
Well, I think the media definitely have a part to play here. I guess it's not that simple, is it? I mean, some people may be quite oblivious to what genetic modification entails and the current attitudes towards it. So yes, you might question how the problem is presented or distrust statistical methodology, but this is quite a different issue, isn't it?
Yes, I think you've got a point there, Jack. So where do you stand on the GM food argument?
When I hear people getting het up about GM foods, I just... well, for me, all that ranting and raving against GM is just ignorance. Or rather, some people seem to have conveniently forgotten that cows are not meant to produce milk all year round, but are bred, selected and reared to do so. And they have been for centuries. And by the same token, the original potatoes were not white, but again selected and bred to be so. So why has everybody started fussing now?
Well, I read about a study in Canada where mice were given corn syrup made of GM corn and another group of mice corn syrup made of normal corn. The mice that got the GM food lost half their babies. The mice that got the normal food lost only 7% of their babies. Quite revealing, don't you think? We simply don't know what the effects of messing with genes are going to be.
Well, I'm not sure, Jordan. What is this supposed to prove? Research on mice. How much do we have in common with mice? And I've heard of many studies showing that genetic modification has not had the slightest detrimental effect, not even...
You mean research conducted by scientists who work for big corporations, Jack? I can see there's still a big group of people who can't distinguish market-driven scientific mumbo-jumbo from reliable research.
Some people probably can't, but I'm not one of them. You're doing it again, Jordan. Why do you always have to generalise like that and put people in boxes? It drives me crackers when you do that.
All right, you two. Let's drop it then. Have you both read the whole article? Remember the last paragraph?
Sorry, Amy. The last paragraph? Oh, you mean the one where they talk about supermarket chains stocking lots of dairy and meat products from GM-fed animals? What about it?
Just that we could all be eating food produced from GM crops without even knowing it, simply because there is no requirement to mention that on food packaging. Don't get me wrong, whether you're a GM advocate or its critic, you should be given a choice. And it seems to me we're being deprived of it at the moment.
Absolutely. I agree with you there, Amy. although generally Jordan and I are still poles apart on the issue, and I'm afraid it would take him ages to win me over. Hi, Amy. Hi, Jordan. Funny bumping into you two again. Looking for some peace and quiet, I see.
Hi, Jack. Yep, we just wanted to go over our notes before today's exam. Won't be long, though. Jordan's dying for a coffee. Obviously, we can't get one in here.
Have you seen this? The article about a new survey on genetically modified food.
The 2-page one in yesterday's paper? Yes, I was reading it earlier and... to be honest, I didn't get much out of it. For one thing, it all seems pretty obvious to me. You don't really need a survey to tell you that, do you?
Well, I think the media definitely have a part to play here. I guess it's not that simple, is it? I mean, some people may be quite oblivious to what genetic modification entails and the current attitudes towards it. So yes, you might question how the problem is presented or distrust statistical methodology, but this is quite a different issue, isn't it?
Yes, I think you've got a point there, Jack. So where do you stand on the GM food argument?
When I hear people getting het up about GM foods, I just... well, for me, all that ranting and raving against GM is just ignorance. Or rather, some people seem to have conveniently forgotten that cows are not meant to produce milk all year round, but are bred, selected and reared to do so. And they have been for centuries. And by the same token, the original potatoes were not white, but again selected and bred to be so. So why has everybody started fussing now?
Well, I read about a study in Canada where mice were given corn syrup made of GM corn and another group of mice corn syrup made of normal corn. The mice that got the GM food lost half their babies. The mice that got the normal food lost only 7% of their babies. Quite revealing, don't you think? We simply don't know what the effects of messing with genes are going to be.
Well, I'm not sure, Jordan. What is this supposed to prove? Research on mice. How much do we have in common with mice? And I've heard of many studies showing that genetic modification has not had the slightest detrimental effect, not even...
You mean research conducted by scientists who work for big corporations, Jack? I can see there's still a big group of people who can't distinguish market-driven scientific mumbo-jumbo from reliable research.
Some people probably can't, but I'm not one of them. You're doing it again, Jordan. Why do you always have to generalise like that and put people in boxes? It drives me crackers when you do that.
All right, you two. Let's drop it then. Have you both read the whole article? Remember the last paragraph?
Sorry, Amy. The last paragraph? Oh, you mean the one where they talk about supermarket chains stocking lots of dairy and meat products from GM-fed animals? What about it?
Just that we could all be eating food produced from GM crops without even knowing it, simply because there is no requirement to mention that on food packaging. Don't get me wrong, whether you're a GM advocate or its critic, you should be given a choice. And it seems to me we're being deprived of it at the moment.
Absolutely. I agree with you there, Amy. Although, generally, Jordan and I are still poles apart on the issue, and I'm afraid it would take him ages to win me over.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.